All right, my first question was, before you came to the state, did you know or were you aware of, like, Title IX or had any knowledge prior to what it was? Or did they tell you anything about what it was?
Before I came to state?
Mm-hmm. Or when you were coming to state?
No, not really. We didn't really talk about Title IX. I think as a recruit, I'm a senior in high school. They don't really talk about Title IX.
What are the differences you see between y'all's team and the men's team?
I just think the men's team have more support. I know that here at Mississippi State, they support both sides, but you could just tell this is more of, how do I word it? Like, they support us, but I think they promote the men's a little bit better. Right. And it's just because they do it based off of, like, this is a football school, obviously. They love football. And then they love women's basketball, too, but I tell us, like, we still have to win. And the men right now, they're ranked, they're winning, so they're going to be more to their side for now.
So to that, do you see, so you definitely think, or do you see that there's differences between the way y'all and, like, men's sports in general is promoted here?
Obviously, yes. They love football. Mm-hmm. And I just think, well, I can't be mean, so I'm not going to say nothing mean. But I'm going to just say, yes. You can tell this is a football school. Mm-hmm. You can tell how much money they put into them. You can tell just based off their facility. They have their own facility. They have their own cafeteria mm-hmm. versus we as sports share a tent. Like, football have everything. You know, a lot of money goes into football. They don't put as much money into men's and women's basketball. But I do appreciate them because they did, you know, redo our locker room and stuff. But if you look at how long it took, you know, but we're still grateful at the end of the day.
What about other teams that aren't, like, men's football? Like, what about men's soccer, men's baseball? Are y'all promoted? Do y'all think y'all are promoted the same way?
Or? They love men's baseball. Mm-hmm. We don't have a soccer team here for the men's, but even the girls, like, they're winning. Mm-hmm. And they don't, a lot of them are not even on scholarship. Like, it's just, it's, and then with track, it's so many people on that team, but they don't get near as much money as we do, you know? So you can just tell, like, they put a lot into different sports. Like, baseball is set. They love baseball. They love football. Even us, like, we're blessed, you know? They put money into us. But when you look at all the, if you look at all the sports around, men's basketball, men's, women's basketball, football, is, and baseball is more taken care of than other sports.
What is the current makeup or demographic of the women's basketball staff? And do you have any thoughts on that, positive or negative? Or
So with our staff, we have Coach Castro, Coach Tony Dukes, Sam Purcell, there, and then Jimmy Yu. Jimmy isn't a coach. He's our double. But they're, it's like only three men. Then we have Katie, Coach Tori, Howard. Who else? Oh, Samantha. So, like, we have a good variety of women's on the team, on our team. And I think that's truly important because, for one, it's women's basketball. And then, for two, also, just the makeup of us, we're all black females. Mm-hmm. You know, so for them to just have those women's on that staff, I think that does play a big part into our team. They're able to relate to us more than what Sam can. Even just them being a woman in general, it's things that we go to mentally, physically, even spiritually at times that a man just cannot understand. Mm-hmm. And he understands that. He knows, like, if we're going through something, I can't talk to Sam about everything. And he knows that I might have to go to Coach Howard, who understands, who knows, who's been in my situation before. So I just think that it's been great that he does have a lot of women on the staff because it does make a difference on the team.
And last question, or I might add another question. What are your personal thoughts on Title IX as a black woman and as a reporter yourself? What are your thoughts on Title IX and what effects do you think it's going to have in the future?
I honestly think that Title IX is a great idea. You know, it's ideal. I see where they're trying to go with it. I do think that equality is needed. We work just as hard as the man. I'm not saying that we are a man, you know, it's this and that, but I do think that equality is needed. We work just as hard, and so for us not to be getting paid as near as close to what our man is getting paid, I don't think that's fair, but I do think that they are in the step, the right direction. You know, it just takes a step right now. Mm-hmm. You can't expect for them to just jump. It's been like this for forever. It's just the culture we live in. It's the society we live in. You know, men have always been getting paid more, but I do think that it's the right idea. You know, that's what matters right now, is that they're in the step, the right step. And you said, where do I think it will lead in the future? I don't know. Honestly, with all these rules going on, I just don't know where it's going to take us. But like Coach Williams, my coach, has said, we just have to keep speaking out. If we want something, we have to speak on it. We can't be afraid, because if a closed mouth don't get fed. Yeah. If we don't talk about it, if we don't put what we think and how we feel, they're not going to just think of, well, let me pay her more. They're not going to think that. You know, we have to say something. We our voice matters, and we have to be willing to speak about it and share about it.
Are there any extra thoughts or anything you would want to inform people about or want people to know about women's sports in general? Or
I just think that women's sports need to be appreciated more. You know, it's hard. School, the things that we go through physically, our bodies is constantly changing. We're not the same. I'm not the same lady I was, or young lady I was when I was 18 versus now I'm 2021. Like, it's hard. We go through a lot of things mentally. Like I said, mentally, physically, and spiritually, it's a challenge every single day. But we work just as hard as a man does. We are in practice. We're running. We run them same sprints. We are putting our bodies in difficult situations, lifting. We're getting hit. Like, every sport, a woman, we work just as hard. So I think that we should be appreciated just as much, you know? But overall, I do think that Title IX is in a step in the right direction. We just have to keep promoting ourselves. We have to be an advocate for each other. We have to go and support each other. I think softball is doing great. Why aren't we going and going to their games, promoting them more? Like, even as women, we have to continuously keep supporting each other, keep being advocate for each other, and just speaking out for each other. But yeah, that's all I have to say.
Thank you, Brisha.
You're welcome. Great questions, by the way.